Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And as we begin the broadcast, I want to share a word from the Apostle Peter to us today. I think it would be most appropriate from what I'm sensing in the Spirit. This is 1 Peter 4 and verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. If you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, you know that battles, trials, testings are part of our Christian experience. And yet, no matter how long we may have served God, the devil is a wily foe, and there's not one of us immune from the effects of the ongoing warfare, especially in the times in which we are living, how it affects us mentally and spiritually, emotionally. And so what I want to share with you very briefly today, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, good news for the battle line. Why do we have battles? It's very simple. We have an adversary. His name is Satan. He hates God. And because you love Jesus and serve God, and I do as well, he hates you. And so we have an adversary, an enemy, and yet God allows them for our perfecting. James 1 verses 2 and 4 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." And the trials and testings that come are not pleasant. They certainly are a testing and a trying of our faith. You know, there was a song we used to sing years ago, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. If I hadn't any problems, I wouldn't know that God would solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God can do. And so let's look at what happens in a battle. What is spiritual warfare? What are the different aspects? What are the different means the enemy uses to get us down, to get us disconnected, to get us off focus? Well, the Word does tell us in 2 Timothy 2:3, we are therefore to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We are compared in the Word of God to many things. One, of course, there's military terms, and as such, we are soldiers and we're to fight the good fight of faith. So what does the devil do? He tries to isolate us. Divide and conquer. That is a good military strategy, isn't it? First of all, he tries to isolate us from the Lord. Things, events occur in our lives. We're not praying as much. We're not reading the Word. And when things get a little more serious, we tend to withdraw from the fellowship of the saints, from church fellowship, from fellow believers, friends we may have. Why? Because if they pray, I mean, this may not be consciously in our mind, but those who love and care for you, they will certainly pray for you. And then, of course, our adversary attempts to work on our feelings, our emotions, gives physical symptoms, the thoughts of our mind. These are all temporary and transient. They're ever-changing. They're subjective, and they're not reliable. That's one thing you can say. We focus on the temporary things of our experience rather than on God's Word. And modern society certainly promotes this emphasis on how we're feeling, what's going on in us. But the Word tells us in Psalm 138 and 2, Thou, the Lord, has magnified Thy Word above all Thy name. And so in the Word of God, we have absolute truth. Truth is not relative, as society would have you believe. There is absolute truth in the Word of God. Jesus said that Thy Word is truth. And the enemy tries us to get us to accept his lies, his suggestions. Things occur and we tend to personalize it rather than see it as a work of the enemy. We are to give no place to the devil. And so often, if there's conflict, problems in relationships, we see it as issues in that person's life, which of course well may be. But beloved, we cannot lose sight of the fact we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so he wants us to be unaware. Jesus said to watch and pray. Isn't that true? And he hits us when we're very susceptible or vulnerable. We could be physically tired, weak, or down, or spiritually low. And the Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 23 and 24, And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. Listen to that. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We deal with a very wily adversary, and so we need the protection of the Lord, the strength and of his word, and then of course also in Ephesians 6 it talks about the armor of God. We must be protected by our defensive weapons and the offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit. So what does God's word tell us to do as Christians? Well, the first thing is to call out unto the Lord. And there's a beautiful psalm, Psalm 3, that begins this way, Lord, how they are increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But this is his refuge, his strength, his confidence, David says, But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I waked, for the Lord sustained me. Praise God. And so it is a good thing to complain to the Lord, if you will. Jeremiah did, although we should not murmur against God, as the word in 1 Corinthians 10 and 10 exhorts us. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. So what do? We pray that prayer of faith to God with the absolute knowledge and confidence that he will deliver. And then in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the fiery storm, we still can praise God and be joyous. Why? Because we can trust God's loving kindness, his mercy, his wisdom, that he will not permit us to be tempted beyond what we are able to endure. That's 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. And then another beautiful passage, all things work together for good. That's Romans 8, 28. And Jesus is able to help us. Praise God. He knows exactly what to do, when to do it, how to move in our lives that is going to bring the help, the answer that we need. And in Hebrews, the second chapter, listen to what the word says in verses 16 through 18. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. He was made like us. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, Why? That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He's able to help us. And I don't have the time to refer, but there's a beautiful psalm. It's Psalm 18, and it talks about David was in dire straits. He says, well, let me at least turn to it. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. In my distress, verse 6, I called upon the Lord, and he cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And then it goes on to describe the anger of the Lord. It says, the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills were moved and were shaken. Because he was wroth, he will arise to fight for us. So, no matter what you may be facing today, beloved, God is present to aid you, to help you. Let's just pray now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see those who are being embattled. Lord, we know even the great heroes of the faith went through times of great trial and great testing, times that they were not certain what to do, but they called unto you, Lord, even in disobedience. Lord, I'm thinking of Jonah, yet you had mercy upon him in the belly of that great fish. And so, Father, I thank you for your tender mercies. I ask you to deliver those who are being sorely tried by the evil one. Lord, you said if we be submitted to you and resist the enemy, he will flee from before us. So, Father, I release the anointing of God to destroy the yoke of oppression, of unbelief. And I lose, Father, that victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I thank you for undertaking. I thank you for intervening. Lord, we honor you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you today. And tomorrow we're going to continue on in this theme because I feel there are some that are just, we're discouraged. And so I'm going to be sharing the way out of discouragement from the Word of God. If you need the support of agreeing prayer, and beloved, there's times we all need that, I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you email, I ask, I will pray and I will confirm receipt, but I ask you to include your mailing address so that I may respond personally to you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.